Tiger Bomb Sports Audio Entertainment presents Pit Row with your host Ralph, where we will review the upcoming NASCAR weekend's races and go over the last weekend's races, what happened, what we saw on the tracks, and build towards DFS picks. Let's jump into our latest episode. Welcome back down Pit Row, race fans. It's your host Ralph. Excited to be talking to you about NASCAR yet again on this glorious weekend. We got two missions as I see it today. We need to review Talladega and look forward to Dover. So excited to be riding with you once again off the heels of a fantastic Talladega weekend last weekend. Woo! Hope you guys enjoyed the race. I know I sure as heck did. And before we get too deep into the bag of tricks for this week, let's just quickly go over for the noobs where you can find us. If you've been listening, probably not in love with this part of the segment, or the show rather, but we got to go over where the new people can find us. First time offenders, love you guys. Repeat offenders, love a hardhead. We're all Tiger Bombers if you didn't know. Tiger Bomb Sports Audio Entertainment presents Pit Row. There's other podcasts at Tiger Bomb too. Think about it as like a collection of podcasts where there's maybe something for everybody. This is the NASCAR podcast, but there are other sports. Football, baseball, Heart of the Order. Gonna get some podcasts moving for that soon because I am winning a lot of money on DraftKings and I've got to share that info with you guys in real time. But that's what we do. Is it just sports? Nope. Got a true crime podcast. We covered Hotel Cecil weeks before Netflix even came out with that documentary on a whim. My co-host actually stayed across the street in a loft. She lived there from that hotel when that thing happened with Elisa Lam. So if you guys like true crime, you're interested in that story, you know anything about what I just said, yes, I do an episode where we cover that case with my co-host who lived across the street at the time. We have pictures associated with the case that were taken from her loft of the day they were searching all that stuff. So just to say, very riveting stuff outside of NASCAR. But on Pit Row, it's all about NASCAR, baby. We are trying to hone our craft and learn it together and to put NASCAR into the collection with football and baseball, where we can say our methods are tried and true for fantasy purposes. So being able to attack sites like DraftKings, FanDuel, with the optimal outcome, generally and usually. Haven't been there yet, haven't been suggesting picks on that basis, but we've been working towards it, and happy to report we've made some significant headway this week as we continue that journey. But again, to begin the show, let's make sure you know where to find us. www.tigerbombsae.com. That's my website. If you go there, there is a page for every podcast that we have. Not this one, Pit Row, yet, because this is new. But for all the other podcasts, they have their page. You can click on and listen to the latest podcast there. Simple stuff. If you like podcasts on the go, like through an app, Spotify, iTunes, Stitcher, iHeartRadio, stuff like that, got you covered. All you got to do is search for Tiger Bomb Sports Audio Entertainment. This will come up. You can like and subscribe. But not only will you get Pit Row, but you'll get those other podcasts I was talking about too. And then Facebook and Twitter. Look, Tiger Bomb Sports Audio Entertainment. Again, search. You'll find us. You'll see how I, you know, link some of the other pages and things like that. Keep us all in the know together. You want to be in the know if you like football when it comes back around the football season, where we just win. Baseball, we just win. Okay, so that's a little bit of how you can find us and why you might want to find us. Outside of Pit Row, of course. Because here we're talking NASCAR. It's not just about going around in a circle. No, 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 no. NASCAR is intricate and fun. F1 is out there. Other racing is out there. Those formats are great. That's awesome. But what I have is a love of this thing based on the way that I grew up. See, I grew up with my dad drag racing. He had a Z20. He had several Z28s, not just one. Not one. He had four that I can remember. I know there's a white one, a gray one, a brown one. Maybe two white ones, I think. But I remember the trophies, the drag racing, all that, right? And so this is everything that I thought was cool about that amplified, right? Because it's not just Fords and Chevys and Toyotas. These bad boys are souped up. And so excited to get into this every week and go through the nuances and learn the nuances of NASCAR together. Bumping and drafting, which tracks play which way, how you drive this versus how you drive that, how you might use your teammates. There's a lot of tires, how you might pit. There is so much that goes into how you might win a NASCAR race that it becomes ultimately very interesting. So that's a little bit of the background there. And we've got the heavy lifting out of the way. So we can get into what we need to do first, which is go over Talladega last week, the Geico 500 at the Talladega Speedway. It didn't take long for us to get three wide, right? Like two laps in, we're already three wide, but mostly double wide there early. Traffic and waiting early on, because you can't really do much until something happens to break up the gridlock when they're just running two lanes like that at Talladega. Three-way, pretty risky, so everybody waiting to see who tries three wide because, you know, it takes a lot of risk and faith. You've got to put yourself out there to start a third lane, and then you got to hope that you've got, you know, teammates or partners or people who trust you near you that'll go with you. That is a big part of the dynamics and strategy of a track like Talladega. Harvick was bleeding spots as his car bounces around. We talked, you know, a little bit in the beginning of the race, even the announcers, about some of these cars bouncing around. But the inside line proved to be fast early and often. Logano found some guys to team up with him, so they tried to go up high for three wide. Then we almost get four wide at this point, but no help for Reddick. So that fourth lane doesn't emerge, and we go back to three wide. Suarez blocks the fourth lane better than Reddick does and keeps the formation at three. And Hamlin and Bubba piece out of the pack. That was a cool thing to see early on because, again, we're talking. For me, it's like getting enveloped in these next-level strategies. Seeing these dudes bleed spots on purpose, like literally drop back to the pack, and then like seeing the teammate do it too. To me, it's like, oh man, like what are, like they've got something going on there. And so we saw that Suarez and Bush, the second Bush, all running the lanes. Bush backs off to the back as well. Interesting to see these guys back off early though. Like Kyle Busch backed off because we had three wide with Suarez and the Busch brothers running. Then we see Kyle Busch back off while some of the boys are happy to ride the pack and run up early. But we do see some more people back off. Chevy's up front early. We go back to single lane in the front. Gregson running fast, zooming. He, you know, maybe a little hungover from his win in the Xfinity Series the night before. But they had some troubles early on. They got that car back out there. This dude's zooming. Fastest lap of the day at this point he's running. The 9 of Chase Elliott, having to warm in the work a bit just to keep Truex behind him, but needs the drafted bump, so he can't get away. The 9 is working hard on the outside lane there to keep the lane near him. His car is so fast, Truex not really keeping up there. Meanwhile, the inside line is tight and strong. Fords come down pit row first. Want to come down pit row with like model cars so you push strong off the pit when you're getting back into the race, especially at a track like at Talladega. So these guys are hoping to get back out there together, get a strong drift if they get it going again. The Fords on the outside lane have to wait, though, to come down together. Then a massive amount of Chevys come down together, massive. Reddick's day is done already. Sad for him. You know, he's had such a great year so far, but this is aggressive, and we all know that there's going to be wrecks at Talladega. Larson in the pack just breezed by Logano to take the lead. Larson, Byron, Elliott, teammates running well up front right now. Lap traffic almost causes a wreck here. Chastain just in the way on the bottom there. Wallace able to grab the lead thanks to all that. Logano and Brad, this is Bubba Wallace, Logano and Brad trying the three outside lane. Brad pushing so hard against Logano. Brad can now decide at this point in the race who he wants to push. He's looking, do I stick with Logano? Do I move on? He chooses the one Joey Logano didn't want to play. So he goes with the one. Joey Logano almost like waving him off. Like he is looking to kind of hang back too a little bit like we've seen some of these other drivers do. He didn't want to run up there strong and fast up front. The 14 of Chase Briscoe turned around and bang, his car is on fire. Chris Buescher gets wrecked. Three to go in stage one. We get this caution. Briscoe's now done. His day's over. Hemric is the culprit. His car blew up and just caused a wreck, but Bubba takes the stage, which is cool for him. Now on to stage two, Hendrick cars up front. Larson goes first, and all three back up. They all three line back up. Excuse me, Larson, Byron, and Elliott. 5:24.9. Eric Jones is out front now. Big push from Bubba pushes Jones way up to the front, and he goes back and forth, crossing lines a bit. Before settling to the outside again. 46 to go in stage two. He should have stayed down low, did Jones. I don't know why he did that and then just ultimately chose outside. Obviously, the inside lane was better early in the middle of the race and at the later stages of the race too, like just all day long. But 46 to go in stage two. Chevys and Toyotas been running well. Fords we thought would run well, but they've seemed to be having some problems. We go under caution. Greg Biffle has to go to the garage now with 38 to go in stage two. Keselowski back on the lead lap. Restart now with 35 in stage two. Elliott pushing Byron well. The five was pushing Truex and just bailed down to get with his teammates. They were on the outside line. And so he bails down. We get a caution. McLeod lost a tire after his pit. You hate to see it. Like, you just come in for the pit. You know, messing with lug nuts is dangerous, even for NASCAR guys, right? So be careful when you're out there on the road, y'all. Come green with 32 to go in stage two. Byron dips down to find his teammates again because it's like the three of them are down low and he's up top. So they had this luxury of trying to stick together. Logano wrecked hard. Ty Dillon hit hard. Suarez was damaged. Logano was getting pushed by Bubba and just spun out. We saw his car just not being able to keep up early. Like, Bubba's car was so fast, just pushed him too much. Logano was already on the 43 close anyway. He didn't have anywhere else to go, actually. So this wasn't really a case about his car. Just kind of, you know, like, he's pushing the 43 as hard as he can anyway. And Bubba's coming up strong and hard and literally pushing him. He had no choice but to wreck, basically. This is the whole shebang since Suarez behind the wall. So we go back to green now with 23 to go. All three Hendrick cars lined up inside. So Truex on the outside line with the 43 of Jones right behind him. Bowman has been trying at this point hard to get down to his teammates, and he's up to to get back up to his teammates because he's been separated from the three, working his way back up to seven now. He's chasing them hard. Incredible in the traffic that we're seeing in this race for him to have worked up his way to seven to get back to the boys. Elliott pushing Byron, Larson trying to keep up. 20 to go in stage two. Now the three are causing, again, so inside line is zooming. The Kurt Busch catching also at this point. He could take over Truex's lane if he wants, but he doesn't. Bowman right behind him. The 12 is fast. Here comes Blaney outside trying to stack up with Truex and Jones against the Hendrick cars down low. 16 to go. Even Bowman has cleared Truex on the outside at this point. So you're just wondering if he's going to try to, you know, get with his buddies, but we get a caution. Cody Ware in the wall, lap 106. Brad Keselowski back on the lead lap now, green with 11 to go. Byron crosses down to the line, up 1, 2, 3, 4, finally with the Hendrick cars. Kurt running the second line is still slow, but the front line is the inside line is strong. So we're going single file now with 8 to go. Waiting to see who makes the move to the outside, who trusts who, right? Like, who's going up there? William Byron takes stage two. Truex sneaks in four, and then Bowman, the final Hendry car, takes fifth, with the others going two and three behind teammates. Byron start of stage three. Blaney gives Kyle a great push up top on the restart. Kyle Busch, Hendry cars have been broken up and pushed to the back at this point. Kyle takes the big push and has to move down to the inside line because he was running so fast away from Blaney. So he just skyrockets him up there. Kyle grooves down to the inside faster lane. Bubba Push and Blaney, they're fast now, and they slide down in front of Kyle. The two will just slow down the outside line as leader with all that front-end damage. So that line becomes nothing. The Hendry car is right now behind the two trying to get around. 50 to go. We're single file up front. 37 to go. Bubba leading now. Pit row has been open for a bit, but everybody's staying out. 30 to go. Here come the Mustangs down pit row. The Stangs. Bell and Kyle bump on pit row, which is crazy to see. Teammate action there, but we stay green. So now up front we get Hamlin, Larson, Jones, Byron, 25 to go. Cars are all mixed up, not nearly running by their teammates really at all at this point. Larson chases down Hamlin with 18 to go, and everybody whizzes by Hamlin. Single file, 17 to go, with Bubba trying to make a lane up top. Another lane forming now. Second line is real with 12 to go. Larson clears Bell, lapping him without any problem. So the lap car doesn't provide a problem here. Byron pushing to 43. Hard on the outside with 7 to go. So at this point, Jones waited too long. Larson blocked him trying to get down low. Jones was clear to make a move, and he just didn't do it. The announcers even expected him to talk about it. But he just didn't make that move to go down low. Hamlin out of fuel, so he's fading. Kurt Busch getting wild. A bit of three wide. Eric Jones clears the five, but we get a crazy wreck at the end, which helps Ross Chastain and Trackhouse get the win. Watermelon Man didn't do a thing. He just stayed put, drove straight, and ran right into the victory. Bubba was smoked. The 45 was smoked. Huge wrecks at the end, but Trackhouse is real. Trackhouse is alive. Pit Bull's team, talking about Pit Bull on Pit Row, his team took the victory. And so it was an exciting finish. Chastain had it fall into his lap, and on to the Monster Mile we have to go now this weekend in Dover. But Trackhouse looks to be for real, guys. I'm so happy for these guys. This two-man team running strong. Suarez's day was not meant to be, but he'll be back. We're on to the Duramax Dryden 400 at Dover Motor Speedway. And of the 16 different drivers who won a race last season, y'all, 11 still have not earned their first win this year. So the parity from the new gen car ensues, the next gen car. So we'll see what this next gen car has for us with the Duramax Dryden 400. We're going to go 400 laps or 400 miles at the Magnificent Mile here in Dover, Delaware. Not here, there. I'm in Los Angeles. Silly. But stages breaking at 120 and 250, purses 7.2 mil. This is the concrete oval, so we tend to get just the one groove in the middle, and it doesn't really change too much. We got high banks and high speeds. The right front tires see a lot of load entering the corners because the car has to get into the banking and then tries to get to the center and back on the throttle. It's a lot of work on that front right tire. Truex remains winless in 2022, but he's looked at as a favorite this week. He's finished inside the top two in four of the last five Dover races. Hendrick Motorsports finished 1, 2, 3, 4 here last year. They were strong last week, so I have a lot of interest in those boys again. Larson has finished inside specifically the top three in each of his last three starts at Dover, including that win in 2019, so he is a big favorite as well. So look, if I'm looking forward to this race, again, like most of these races, we truly don't know what to expect because the car is new and past success is not going to translate into what we see now based on the new levels of parity. But as far as who I'm looking at this week, you know, I have a lot of interest in Hendrick Motorsports, They did well here last year too, but I have interest in them, Trackhouse, Stuart Haas, because Kevin Harvick, I think, Chase Briscoe, and then Joe Gibbs, and maybe even front row. This is more specifically for DraftKings now, because we have to start talking about this a little bit. You know, biggest winnings from NASCAR last week, pull those back, couple of different strategies, starting to figure some things out. Number one, cash games, 50-50 lineups. If you're familiar with what we do with baseball and football, I don't think that's going to be a thing with NASCAR, because if you wreck, you get no points from that dude. So it's like, I can't tell you with certain who's not going to wreck. I can't. And so this becomes much more of a game of chance, or at least for tournaments. And so I'm not playing in full candor 50-50s, because I don't understand how I would. It doesn't make sense. Make much more sense to play a 7 multiplier game, throw 7 lineups at it. Super speedways, great for teams, great for teamwork. Small tracks, not so much. Learning that as well as I begin to adapt what I'm doing here. But as I just mentioned specifically on DraftKings this week, probably making these lineups. I mean, I'm doing Hendricks and Stuart Haas and Gibbs, and I'm supplementing Trackhouse and front row. And I will probably mix in some Corey LaJoy, maybe some petty team if I'm feeling frisky. But, you know, I believe in Hendrick. They've been running strong all year. We've seen enough races to know, you know, who's got some stuff figured out. They've got some stuff figured out. Trackhouse, looking good, man. Suarez will be back this week. A lot of interest in him over Chastain. But Chastain taking Talladega. I think those two teams right there. So, again, if I'm looking at lineups, it's like I'm going to try to make a Hendrick one and put two Trackhouse with. I want to do a Stuart Haas lineup with two Trackhouse with. Kevin Harvick, past success here. Love it. Almirola has been brilliant this year. I think Cole Custer and Chase Briscoe could offer great points this week. I'll take a chance on the Gibbs cars. I'm not really, you know, personally or emotionally invested into it, but you know, I'll take a chance with what they're telling us, right? And so Truex, Bush, Bell, Hamlin, I'm going to throw them on a lineup. Because, again, that's why I've been attacking DraftKings. Playing these, you know, if one car from the team is going to do well, then probably the other cars are too, because they have the same configurations. One car from that team is going to struggle, maybe the other ones will too. So something to be said about how we attack it that way. And like I said, again, working in front row as well. So McDowell and Gillen. But that's what I'm looking at for this week at Dover. Should be a fun, exciting race. Hope you guys enjoy it. Hope you did well if you played DraftKings last week or got involved fantasy-wise. And if you didn't, time to ride again this week. And if you did, let's go again this week. Guys, enjoy the race. We'll reconvene next week. Talk about how it broke down. Peace. This has been Pit Row. If you'd enjoyed it, drive back through next week. We'll do it again. Another Tiger Bomb Sports Audio Entertainment production.